All right, here we are, Marty Lur here on KNBR 680. Always a pleasure to bring in one of the top broadcasters, I think, in the country, and that is a play-by-play radio voice of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, Terry Smith. Terry, nice to have you at AT&T Park.
Yeah, Marty, it's been kind of neat for us. We were talking just a few minutes ago. We had a series against the Oakland A's in Oakland just before this one, so we're having a chance to hunker in San Francisco for 6 days, same hotel, which makes it convenient. It's great to match up against the Giants again.
Well, this is like the old Pacific Coast League. The Portland Beavers would come in and take on the Seals, spend a week, and then head down to Hollywood and take on the Hollywood Stars. So do you like being in town for the whole week?
Well, I do. I mean, it's definitely a change, and we're in a stretch where we end up playing 24 straight games in the state of California, so that's interesting. So almost for a month we don't leave the state, which is very unusual. So, yeah, I mean, it makes it convenient, and the fact that in the series here against the Giants we have a couple of day games. We had a day game in the final game against Oakland, so in a stretch of 4 days we've had 3 day games on the schedule, so that gives us some nights off. We almost feel like the Cubs a little bit playing day baseball a lot.
I'm going to say get Pat Piper out here to give the opening lineups. He used to do it in a megaphone right on top of the dugout at Wrigley Field. Terry Smith with us. Terry, it is May 2nd. It's a weekend. It's Giants, Angels. I always like to look at the first month and say, all right, what just happened? Who are we? What did we learn from the first month? And I'll ask you that about the Angels.
Well, we completed April with a 500 record. We went 11-11. We've had a stretch, I think it's 5 years out of the last seven, where we've been 500 or sub-500 in April. So this is nothing new for us. I mean, obviously, we'd like to get off to the start of the Astros in our division, but it didn't happen. And I think there's a number of reasons why it didn't. I think the main reason is we just have not hit. And I think we'll come around now. Again, we lost a very good hitting second baseman in Howie Kendrick. Of course, Josh Hamilton isn't with us, and you can debate how helpful he was in the 2 years he played for the Angels, but he was always a presence in the lineup, and you were always kind of thinking he was going to get it, even though it didn't happen in his 2 years. So those are a couple of bats that we really missed. And then some guys that we acquired in the offseason have gotten off to very slow starts. Matt Joyce has gotten off to a slow start, and he's a guy we're counting on. C.J. Cron, who played about half of the year for us last year, basically our DH, he's off to a slow start. Chris Iannetta hitting under 100 in the month of April, very slow start. And so we've had some issues on the offensive side. I still think we're better than we've showed, but, you know, we need to pick it up here in the month of May from an offensive standpoint.
Well, Mike Socha likes to make things happen on offense, and we haven't seen him in a while here against the National League team. And I always say when Socha's there, get ready. I know the Art Howe and Ken Mocha love to manage against him. You never knew what he was going to do. Does he still have that running ball club? Does he still manage that National League style?
Well, I mean, he definitely likes that kind of play. I just don't know right now if our personnel is suited for it. Other than Trout and I guess maybe Colin Cowgill, those are the only two guys that have stolen bases for us coming into the series against the Giants. And Trout's 6-for-6. He's always a threat once he gets on. And we're not a team that has a lot of good bunters. So, I mean, that kind of works against us as well. So Mike's been trying to force the door a little bit open as far as hitting and running. At times it's worked. At other times it's clearly backfired. So right now, this isn't a team that has been able to manufacture a whole lot. A lot of our runs have scored on home runs, not to say we're a home run hitting team, but it all goes back to what I said earlier, Marty, the fact that on offense we're just not clicking on all cylinders, and hopefully we'll see that as the season moves on.
All right. Terry Smith with us here talking about the Angels. You talk about one player. You mentioned the name, Mike Trout, and fans here have not seen him yet. They saw him against the Giants a few years ago, and he was just unbelievable in that series. To me, it's the closest thing I've ever seen to Mickey Mantle, and it's the way he glides across the outfield. I think that, to me, is more than anything, reminds me of number 7 of the Yankees. Mike Trout, tell me about him.
Well, he's really the complete package on the field. And the other thing is, Marty, and you'll see it here in this weekend set against the Giants, he's very accommodating to fans. I mean, if you watch him closely before a game, I'd say maybe 15 minutes before a game, he will be on one side of our dugout signing autographs. He does it religiously every game. So I think fans appreciate that. You know, Mike is still like a young kid playing out there, and you know, hopefully hopefully 10 years from now, he'll still have that exuberance. He'll be as friendly with the fans and things like that. But he's a joy to watch, and he's a difference maker, as you mentioned. He can beat you so many different ways. He can beat you with the bat. He can beat you running the bases. He makes the best cuts of any player I think I've seen since I've been with the Angels, cutting bases, first to third, tremendous. First to home, tremendous. And he's a difference maker in the field. I mean, our last game against the Oakland A's, he saved that game for us on the catch he made on a ball that was hit almost out to the wall in center field. So he's a joy to watch. You never know how he's going to factor into a game, but you always get a feeling that he's going to factor into it somehow.
Well, terrific. That's what baseball's all about. It's nice to hear about him. Terry, Saturday we've got Hector Santiago, Tim Hudson. Tim Hudson goes for victory 215. Mm-hmm. And Hector Santiago used to be with the White Sox. He's a left-hander. Some good, some bad. What do we expect from Hector Santiago?
Well, in his career, he's been a hard luck guy. Now, so far this season, we've scored some runs for him, and we've given him early leads in games, and he's been able to hold on to those leads. So he's actually been one of our top starters so far, and he was a guy that went into spring training battling for a spot in our rotation, whether the fourth spot or the fifth spot, and pitched well enough to get one of those spots. He's a guy that has a pretty good arm. I mean, he'll strike some people out. Command has always been an issue with him. Falling behind hitters has been an issue. But again, he's been a pleasant surprise so far. He's had a history in his career of not being able to do it over an entire season. But again, if you get run support, as you know, it always makes it easier. We'll see how that plays out for his start on Saturday.
All right, looking forward to seeing him. And I know he's had some good starts this year for the Angels. Terry Smith with us. All right, Sunday, another story. Jared Weaver, my goodness, and I did the workup for the game on Sunday, and I started looking at the numbers that he has put up this year, and I can't believe it. He's just getting walloped all over the place.
Well, he was winless in April, and that's the first time that's ever happened to him in his career, and the one thing that is kind of going hand in hand with that is the lack of velocity. Now, we saw that last year, and he was able to, outthink hitters. I still think he can, but, I mean, very rarely will you see him throw a fastball over 85 miles per hour. So with that said, I mean, and he's a guy that likes to fool hitters with the off-speed pitches, the curveball. He'll throw, in Sunday's game, curveballs around 67, 66 miles per hour. He throws a lot of changeups, but there has to be a little bit of a spread between the speed of the fastball and the off-speed pitches, and that spread has been shrinking over the years. So I know the thing about Jared Weaver is he is a competitor, and you just keep thinking that he's going to find a way to figure this thing out. But as far as the velocity, I don't know if he's going to be able to figure that out. I mean, sometimes that starts to go away from a pitcher, and obviously it's happened to him at one time. I mean, when he was with us early in his career, he might throw 93, 94. Then in recent years, we saw it go down to about 91, then below 90. And again, as I said, you might not see him throw a fastball higher than 85 miles per hour in Sunday's game. And so, we'll see if he's going to be able to trick some people in that game.
Well, they might as well throw away the radar guns in Sunday's game, because the guy he's pitching against, Tim Lincecum, you can make the same statement against, and it's the separation of whatever the fastball is to that off-speed pitch. And Lincecum's had a couple of good ones as well, and a couple that he just doesn't get out of trouble. So should be an interesting matchup. As I say, throw away the guns on this one.
Absolutely. I don't know that either pitcher is going to hit 90 in Sunday's game, so we'll see how it plays out. But again, both of these guys know how to pitch, so and that's why they still continue to get batters out. And in the case of Jared Weaver, I think I'm certainly hopeful that we've seen the worst of him this year, because if the trend continues in May, well, then that's not going to be good for him, and it's not going to be good for our team.
Well, all right, Terry, thanks for being with us. Giants and Angels coming up. I haven't said that for a while. Terry, thanks again.
Always a pleasure, Marty, and keep up the good work.
All right. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.